VC2WI. KC2WI, anybody around for the Black River Valley Service Net?
KD2AIT, repeater on the Echo Link. This is KA3TFB. We're listening. We're in Warrendale, over.
Hi, this is KC2WI calling the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for any portable battery-powered or mobile stations. Okay, let's take Echo Link stations.
And KA3TFE is calling through the Echo Link system. Bill in Warrendale, over.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Roger, Roger. Good evening to all. And we had the Italian days here in Pittsburgh. We went down to that for about an hour and a half. And, well, I put it on Facebook, my version, that had a purchase. It cost $41 for one person. And, of course, I thought I was paying a lot of money for a little bit. But other than that, we just went down to see what that's all about. And... you know, some people like it, some people don't. But good evening to all, and we'll be listening from KA3TFB. Thanks for being there. Over.
All right. Very good, Bill. Thanks for checking in. Do we have any other Echo Link stations? I heard something there. Try again.
Yeah,
okay, I'm not sure what's going on there, but if it's another Echo Link station, I got it like one syllable, and that was it. I'm going to assume that there's no one else trying to check you in, or else they're not going to make it. We'll take any and all stations wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net.
M2PFM, good evening, Pete.
M2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete. And again, everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature of 69 degrees. We had some sun, some clouds today. We're getting more sun than clouds. And the temperature range today was 54 to 74. Overall, a nice day and all. I'm going to say, just glad that the heavy humidity and that's gone for now, and hopefully that'll stay bye-bye till next July, hopefully. Doubt that, but would be nice if it did. So nothing too much else to say up here, so thank God bless, and 73, this is M2PFM, clear.
Yeah, Pete, that was M2KPR, which I tried to check in. My battery died. M2KPR.
Okay, Rich. Well, was a nice day. My digital says high was 74, and the current is 64. Which it has as the low. Yeah, when the sun was out, it was pretty toasty, and then when it got cloudy, of course it cooled off. And I was up, I had a call last night about 9:30 from a customer who has a motel and townhouses, and their internet was out. They had tenants, and they were upset about, oh, I can't do my Facebook, like it was the end of the world. And I couldn't get right down there this morning. I had to go to Boonville, help out with the canoe kayak race. And I went up there later, and I got ready to leave there. It was real hot. I had something else, somebody else to call to pick up something, and I said, do I want to do this or I just want to go for a swim? Well, I called, and about 5 minutes, you know, down the hill, all of a sudden it was cool again, so it was that way off and on, but it actually was pretty warm. It was a nice day. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, sorry about that little mix-up. I was just walking in the door when I heard the net. Just come back from a cookout. Right there, most of the day, anyway. I did listen to the canoe race this morning. I didn't get up early enough to do anything as far as that goes. And, yes, it did. It got rather warm in here. I didn't, I think it was around... A little around noon, I turned on the air conditioning because it was starting to get so warm. And I couldn't believe it. But, like you said, it clouded over and it cooled right off. And I got sitting outside by the grill. We were sitting there talking and drinking water and sodas and everything. And no alcohol. We had no alcohol today. But we were sitting there drinking and relaxing, and a nice cool breeze came up. And boy, did it. Feel fantastic. I said, yep, I could sleep out here tonight. And I almost did. But I said, no, I'll come home anyways. So I did. That was about the extent of my day. Back to you, Pete, and to KPS.
Yeah, it's really quite nice out now. It's not hot, but it's not cold. I was almost thinking of going over for a swim. I did this, that, and the other thing, and I got back here at 7:45 or something like that. And I went out for a bike ride anyway. I would have gone further, but I made my loop around out Blue Street. And I can't remember that road that's on the other, I think it's Solomon Road or something, but anyway. Up behind Caldwell's and back down to Route 12 and back into Glenfield, and that wasn't really long enough, but I headed out to Gregg Road, and I just got out to where Otter Creek Road goes off, just a half a mile or, I don't know, a few tenths. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to turn around because it's kind of getting dark. And I had a nice bright, you know, limey, you know, yellow lime sort of shirt on, so visibility there was good, but I had no lights, and I just decided to play it safe. But then I had just that t-shirt on, and of course shorts, and it was still warm enough that even with the, you know, 15, 20 mile an hour wind, however fast I was going, I didn't get cold. So you know it's not too cold when that happens. Normally, you know, it seems just really great. You go out on a bike, and boy, you know, you got to put on a windbreaker. We're not at that point yet, but anyway. I'm just reading an article here. Apparently, I'm not up on the news, but there's somebody's Facebook post with a link to this. This happens to be on WND, or I don't know what WND is, but it's some, you know. It says, Navy is going to prosecute the Chattanooga hero. According to former congressman and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, the U.S. Navy has decided to bring charges against the naval officer who fired his personal weapon at Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz during the ISIS supporters' July 16th attack on the Chattanooga U.S. Naval and Marine Reserve Center. And it goes on, and, you know, if you get on the internet and Google that, I'm sure, but what absolute asinine logic is that? And, know, it says everybody should flood the Navy, whoever it is. Somewhere I lost that. You know, the office of the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mavis, and blah, 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 and saying, you know, about that. And Secretary of Defense Carter, and, you know, he says, here's what needs to happen. Flood the phone of the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mavis, and Secretary of Defense Carter, and ask them whose side they're on, you know. They're saying, you know, ISIS is just, you know, laughing at this kind of nonsense. It sends the signal, go ahead and attack us because we can't fight back. Crazy. Anyway, I just read this yesterday, and this is just absolute insanity. Anyway, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional stations. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and this is KC2WI. We'll make this the last call for check-ins or comments. Please call KC2WI.
KC2WI, hi, Pete.
KA2ZNZ. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, very good. Nothing too special down here. It was a pleasant day today. It was more in my line of temperature, around 75, and a nice breeze. Cloudy this morning, but the sun came out nice and bright this afternoon, so got things done inside and out with my kind of day. And, a friend of mine's calling me over in the other radio. So we'll just say 7-3's all around. And back to you, Pete, KH2ZNZ.
Okay, very good, Jack. Well, I clicked on a link in this article, and there's a petition. It says it has to reach 100,000 signatures by August 28th to be whatever. And petitions.whitehouse.gov, I can't, you know, but if you Google it, petitions to honor the service members who use their personal firearms. And I'm right now going to add my name to this thing, and I think I'm going to write probably emails to my senators and my congressperson, and everybody should do the same thing, saying, you know, there's no way a guy who's in the military who was getting shot at by some radical should get any disciplinary for shooting back. I don't care if it was his personal weapon, if it was a, you know, military weapon, whatever. If the guy has a license to carry a firearm, that's exactly why you have licenses to carry firearms, is to shoot people like that who are trying to kill you. Anyway, I wish I had heard about this earlier, but anyway. Thanks for checking in, Jack, and again, this is, we're at the end of the list, and looking for any last-minute check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service, and this is KC2WI.
KC2WI, KA3TFB, can you send me a link? I'll pause here for a minute to get a pen or pencil, and I'm going to let it up. I want you to send me this link so I can participate in this. Over.
Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. My URL is WBENDER at North Allegheny, NORTHALLEGHENY.org. Is there anything I need to repeat?
Like there's fireworks somewhere not too far from here. It wouldn't be Boonville. I couldn't hear that far.
don't know.
Well, okay, repeat the first part. I got, I think it was Whiskey Bravo, and then I missed the rest.
Roger, roger. WBENDER at sign. North Allegheny, NORTHALLEGHENY .org. Anything I need to repeat, over.
Yeah, I got WB, Whiskey Bravo, Echo November, WBEN, and then I'm not sure what the next was, if it was E or a V, and then I think I got GR, Gulf Romeo, but I got, or say that again, say that part again.
Roger, roger. You know, we'll find many inconsistencies in life. There are many things that are absolutely backwards. One of the things I found that were backwards is they storing paint after they paint a wall in a refrigerator, and I thought that that was asinine. Okay, here we go. W, B is boy, E is an eagle, N is a Nancy, D is a dog, E is an eagle. R is in right. At sign. N is in north. O is in occupation. R is in Roger. T is in Tom. H is in Henry. A is in alpha. L is in Larry. L again is in Larry. E is in eagle. G is in George. E is in eagle. N is in Nancy. Y is in Y-O-U. Dot. O-R-G. Over.
QSL here says they've got 25,000 signatures. They need another 74,341. So spread the word. It'll have, when you go to that petition page, you'll put your email and whatever in, and then they'll send you an email to verify that it was really you or whatever. Okay, that's that, this is KC2WI looking for any additional check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over. Hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks everyone for checking in, and the net is now closed. KC2WI out.
KC2WI, it's keep here.
KC2WI.
Hey, got a quick question for you. On the Linux operating systems, which one was the best for just everyday normal use?
I don't know, because it just really depends on a lot of stuff. The most popular, sort of common, you know, people are using it instead of Windows or Mac kind of thing, is Ubuntu. And I've never really used that. I know a few people who have it and they like it. But it's different than, you know, Windows. There are a lot of other distributions based on that, and it depends kind of on, you know, if you're trying to put it on an old computer or a pretty, you know, pretty good one with, you know, a couple gigabytes of RAM and whatever. There is a Ubuntu-based distribution called Zorin, Z-O-R-I-N, Zorin, And Zorin's claim to fame is that they have made the user interface, the graphical user interface, to be as similar to Windows as they can, so that you really don't have to learn anything for common operations. Zorin OS, I think it's, I don't know if it's Zorin or ZorinOS.com. And I have used various versions of that. They have they have two or three free versions, a core version, a light version, an educational version, and they have a couple that are deluxe, and you pay them a few bucks, and it's very inexpensive, but they claim that they're going to give you, you know, you can actually get support directly from the Zorin group. And it gets pretty good reviews. I've installed Zorin OS 9 Lite on a Dell Dimension 1100R, 1100 megahertz Pentium 3 from, you know, 1998 or whatever. And all I did was put a little more RAM in it. And as of last year, I haven't turned it on since Christmas or something when it's up at my dad's. I had that thing running the, you know, Firefox, whatever the latest version was at the time, 38 or something. You know, surfing the internet, no problems, and for common stuff, you know, it really is pretty simple. When you start to go in to configure and add software, that's a little different than Windows, but you have to read a little and you can figure it out. And when you get too far into it, then you really have to figure it out because it's totally different. But for just use, it installs real easy. It's very straightforward. And it works pretty good, and it does include the Wine emulator, and I have actually installed a couple of Windows programs using that emulator, and they work. They're simple. Well, one is the TeamViewer remote access stuff, and I think I did something else too. But so Zorin is good if you don't want to try and relearn things. And then a lot of people like Linux Mint. And I think Mint is actually a derivative of Ubuntu as well. And now you got to read, because there's like four flavors of Linux Mint. There's Mate, there's Cinnamon, there's I don't know. And they have different things, and one of them is a lightweight version for older computers. This is the problem with Linux. You know, you just kind of have to pick one and try it. If you have an older computer with Windows XP on it, and I think pretty much Vista and 7 would be not too much different. But the way Windows boots with Vista is a little different than you know, XP. And Vista and 7 are a little different, and then 8 on a new one is the UEFI boot, which is a royal pain when it doesn't work. But if you have an older Windows DVD, you boot from the DVD, and it'll boot right into Linux, you know, like a live CD or live DVD, and you can test, sort of, you know, check it out. And one of the options there will be install it. And if you install it, it'll say, do you want to install it? Do you want to replace Windows, or do you want to install it as a second operating system? And if you install it as a, you know, in addition to Windows, it'll partition your hard drive, it'll make the Linux partitions, it'll put in the bootloader so that when you boot the computer, it'll give you a menu and say, do you want to run Windows, or do you want to run Linux? And that usually works pretty good. If you take Zorin out, sometimes you have to fix the Windows boot because you take into Zorin. Well, it depends on how you do it. Anyway, so that's a long answer, but if you don't want to try and relearn, you know, procedures, you know, mouse and keyboard procedures, probably a Zorin OS is as good as any.
Yeah, you kept getting cut out there, but I got 99.9% of it. Sounded like somebody was talking over the top of you. I got the Dell. It's 2008, when Windows 7 came out, and got plenty of RAM, plenty in the hard drive, and I was running Windows 10, and I tried to, I got a full frame 5R here, and I was trying to reprogram that. The trip program hung up on it. That's alright, I deleted that. Instead of doing something else, then another program that I've already had in there for a long time and running it, that hung up too. And I said, wait a minute, what's going on here? So I went back, did a repair. Same thing all over again, everything kept hanging up. And I know I had good, got Frontier Secure on my the internet suite, so that's one of the top ones, and so I did a scan and everything else, and shut the computer off, turned it back on, it ran good for a while, then it started hanging up again, got rid of that program, and everything was fine, so I switched it over to Ubuntu, which I had used that before, but that was the version 7 that I used. 734, I think it was. That was way back when. And now that was easy to use, but that was new 14 too. I was lost. I couldn't believe the difference in it. And then that was doing good, and I don't know what the heck happened to that. Oh, it wasn't letting me download that program again. They kept fighting that one, so. Oh, I know. No, what it was, I could get the, the wireless going. That's right. Couldn't figure out what was wrong with that. But I, stripped that out, put Windows 7 back in, and found out my, wireless switch was off. You know, there was no indication on Ubuntu at all, but the switch was off, so I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I'm going to give it another try. I'm not going to go back to Windows 10, that's out. I refuse to. At least on this one. The other one, everything was running all right.
Rich, you timed it out there, but I got most of that. I don't know. I've done a couple Windows 10s. I'm about to do two or three more here. So far, they've all worked really good. The only one I've had any problem with was the first, the Insider Preview that I installed in my, an old, it's not really old, I don't consider it as old, but it, you know, it's a Core 2 Duo, Dell Dimension, Optiplex 755. And it works it works perfectly fine, except every once in a while the computer just reboots right out of the blue. And I don't know whether it's Windows 10, some quirky driver, or whether it's the computer, because the computer sat for a long time and I never used it. It was somebody bought this thing. I think the way it worked was somebody bought it on eBay or something, and they got it, and of course it had no Windows in it. It was just blank. And they said, no, I don't want to spend any money on more money on it, and so I got it. And I never really, I must have put Windows XP back into it. That's what it came with. But I never really used it much. So I don't know if that reboot was a quirk. And I haven't updated the Insider Preview on that, so it's probably, if it is, it's probably fixed. But I've got Windows 10 in a customer brought in a Dell XPS portable computer. I don't really want to call it a laptop, high-end, thing. but it was originally Windows XP Media Center Edition 2005. She got it from somebody who had put the Windows 7 Ultimate in it, but it was like a bootleg installation. She brought it in to me because the screen was bad. So we fixed the screen, and then I said, you know, this, the Windows isn't right, and it's, you know, whatever. She said, yeah, I know. I called Microsoft, and I got the disks, you know, for Windows 7 to reinstall it. So, but that was like 2 years ago. She never did it. So I did it, and then to come to find out, she got the disks, but there was no product key. And that might have been in an email that they sent her or something, but she couldn't find it. So I said, well, you got to, you know, straighten that out. So she called Microsoft. Microsoft basically sold her Windows 8. I said, geez, they could have waited about 2 weeks and just sent you Windows 10, but they didn't do that. So she gave me the Windows 8.1 disks, and I put them in, and then right away installed Windows 10 on the top of it. So anyway, this is a 2006, maybe. 5, 6, 7, but it's before Vista, I guess, because it had started with XP, and it's running Windows 10 just fine. So I'm pretty much telling people on new computers, you know, just get Windows 10, and don't bother with going back to Windows 7 or you know, certainly don't bother with 8. And no, if you got one that's running 7 or 8, if it's running 7 and it's running good, you know, wait a few more months. If you got one that's 8 and it's, you know, you want to get rid of the annoyances, upgrade it to 10. So that's my feeling. And you know, it takes a little getting used to. It's a little different, but you can actually turn most of that. You know, you can go back to a pretty close to a classic start menu. I think you can actually with a classic shell or something. Or I haven't tried that yet. KC2W.
KA2W.
Go ahead.
Yeah, can I jump in there for a minute or so?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is KA2000Z for the United County Traffic on Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
No traffic, Jeff. KC2WI, no traffic.
This is WPX, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, very good. N2KPR, good evening, Rich. KC2PII, hello again, Pete. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Sounds like somebody else either keying up or trying to get in, I'm not sure which. Looking for any additional stations. Okay, thank you for checking in, much appreciated tonight. 7-3 to all, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. And thanks for letting me hop in there. I think, Pete, you were talking, and I might just pick it up. KA2000Z.
Well, I'm about done, but anyway, I don't remember what I was saying exactly, but... yeah, Windows 10, yeah. So I think it's pretty good, and I think this is going to be even a quicker adoption than Windows 7 because of everybody that's got Windows 8 is all switching over right pretty much quickly. I've encountered 3 or 4 customers in the last few days that have, you know, not, they're not technically savvy at all, and they've done Windows 10 and it's worked. one the other day. Well, no, she didn't do it. Her son and son or son-in-law or something did it. But I guess so. I'll take that back. But you know, she said, well, apparently it went pretty smoothly. But that was a good Windows 7 computer that I sold her, so it started out as a good solid machine. And another one that did it from Windows 8. Well, I had one that had some problems with older programs not running, but that'll all shake out. KC2WI.
Yep, I know another problem I had with Windows 10. I was going to put in, I got Windows Office Suite 2003. And I said, you know, I paid enough for that. I am not buying a new Office Suite. I bought Windows Office 10, and I didn't like it because all it was Microsoft Word. And I said, you know, for the price of that, just for one program, wasn't worth it. I liked the other one. It was fine for me. Everything. It was all I needed. I didn't need any more bells and whistles. Believe it or not, Windows 10 wouldn't let me put it in. I had to chuckle over that one. I said, all right, I'll get it in there somehow. But I'm going to try it again this time when I reload Windows 10. And in the one in the bedroom there, the desktop, that's got the preview on it. But that got updated to the regular, to the new build. And the one I had in here had the new build too. But I'm going to put it back on and work with it. Figure it out what I did wrong anyway. Okay, Pete, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. I'll let you go and you have yourself a great night. And great day tomorrow. And to KPR.
I haven't tried 2003 in 10. I haven't tried anything really installing any programs in 10 yet. But I will tell you that if it depends on what version Office you're using. Microsoft, it depends on what programs you're trying to put in. I have people running Microsoft Office, you know, Word 2000 and 2002-2003, just fine on XP. I don't know about Windows 8, but should be the same. But Outlook will not run. Outlook 2003 and older will not run on Vista or 7 or 8 or 10. It won't run on Vista, so I assume it won't run on any of the others because they changed. Well, Outlook depended on something that was in XP that they changed, I guess. Let's put it that way. So if you do a Microsoft Office, older Microsoft Office installation, it seems to me I installed it, but it wouldn't run. It didn't refuse to install, but it just wouldn't work. But if you install, let's say, Office 2003, do a custom installation and pick what you want to install and, you know, and uncheck Outlook, and the others should work. Maybe I'll try that on my Insider Preview one or something. KC2WI.
Yep, even when I used Outlook in XP, I had a lot of problems with it, so I gave up on Outlook. But everything else worked fine. Okay, but I'm going to give it another shot, trying to get it in there. Enter KPS.